We walked, limped, and rolled into the nearest building, which was the hospital's reception area. The rest of the hospital was underneath 30 subterranean stories. Each person was examined and assigned his own room. I tried to get a double with Mary Gay, but they weren't set up for that. Earth year was 2189. So I was 215 years old. God, look at that old codger. Somebody passed the hat. No, not necessary. The doctor who examined me said that my accumulated pay would be transferred from Earth to Heaven. With compound interest, I was just shy of being a billionaire. He remarked that I'd find lots of ways to spend my billion on Heaven. They took the most severely wounded first, so it was several days before I went into surgery. Afterwards, I woke up in my room and found that they had grafted a prosthesis onto my stump, an articulated structure of shiny metal that, to my untrained eye, looked exactly like the skeleton of a leg and foot. It looked creepy as hell, lying there in a transparent bag of fluid, wires running out of it to a machine at the end of the bed. An aide came in. "How you feelin', sir?" I almost told him to forget the sir bullshit. I was out of the army and staying out this time. But it might be nice for the guy to keep feeling that I outranked him. "I don't know. Hurts a little." "Gonna hurt like a son of a bitch. Wait till the nerves start to grow." "Nerves? Sure." He was fiddling with a machine, reading dials on the other side. "How you gonna have a leg without nerves? It'd just sit there." "Nerves? Like regular nerves? You mean I can just think, move, and the thing moves?" "Course you can." He looked at me quizzically, then went back to his adjustments. What a wonder. Prosthetics has sure come a long way. Pros-what-ics? You know, artificial... Oh, yeah. Like in books, wooden legs, hooks, and stuff. How'd he ever get a job? Yeah, prosthetics, like this thing on the end of my stump.
Look, sir.
He set down the clipboard he'd been scribbling on.
You've been away a long time. That's gonna be a leg, just like the other leg, except it can't break.
They'd do it with arms, too?